Hello, I'm going to try to give some points of the ideas that I develop or have in my experience about this topic. For me, the entrepreneur is a hero and creates better institutions. In economics, you understand how the cost of a product is, and you understand how the society works. But sometimes the entrepreneurs becomes businessmen and they don't exactly understand how the economics is. So sometimes you have economics from one side and businessmen from the other side. Businessmen are looking for their own benefit in their own companies, and economics is a little different from what businessmen are thinking. One of the ideas is when I think about Warren Buffett, he's the most brilliant financial person in the world, but sometimes I think that he has some lack of economics in the sense of some social issues. Entrepreneurs create business, create companies, and sometimes they join to protect their own interest. Like in the chambers of industry, chambers of commerce, chambers of social sector industries, like association of banks, whatever. And there is a difference between what they can ask. Some of them ask for good things, and some of them ask for some privileges that are not good for the society. So there are good and bad in this situation. The bad things is when they ask privileges to protect their business, but affect all the rest of the company, like tariffs. Some tariffs to protect their own business, but the rest of the company is suffering because they are paying a higher cost for that protection. And they don't know, because the rest of the population of the society, they believe it's a teeny payment for that, and they don't have the perception that they are protecting a company that it would be better to import some products that to produce in the country. So this is the bad issue is when the businessmen become together to look for rent seeking. And this is what I wanted to mention as a bad behavior of the businessman, but not the entrepreneur. The entrepreneur has very good things, and for the good, I will say that even when they join together, they ask for reducing taxes, to reducing the size of the government, to reduce regulation, and to do other things in order to be more fluent in the business in the society. As Bastiat mentioned, there are things that you can see and there are things that you cannot see. What you see is that there is some companies that are protected, but you don't see the cost that the rest of the society is paying. For instance, the sugar in the United States is protected, and that is has some benefits for Guatemala, for instance. Because in Guatemala we have a quote, we send the sugar to the United States at a higher price than the market price, and you buy it higher. But all the society in all the Americans, they buy the sugar at a higher price, and you don't feel it. But there is a protection for a specific sector of industry that is producing sugar here. Now, this is only an example. Another bad example is recently the lobby of sugar producers in Guatemala. They passed a law with the government that they are going to put ethanol to the gasoline. And this is going to be effective in some months. So this is going to pass a cost to the society. They are going to have a benefit, but it's not a benefit of the market, because you don't allow the people to choose what to do. You are forcing the people to use that ethanol in the gasoline. So these are examples of bad behaviors, and a privilege is good when all the society understand and they are willing to pay the cost for that. One privilege that I find that is good is when there is a pregnant lady and there is a parking lot for pregnant people or elder people. So those are good privileges, but because all the society accept that, those, but not this one when you have to pay for the benefit of others. Now, let me talk about some ideas that I like Douglas North wrote in his book Institutions, Institutional Change and Economic Performance. The entrepreneurs change institutions for good. The entrepreneurs are, in order to have better economic performance in the inefficient institutions, so inefficient institutions are the rent seekers institutions, the protectionism, etc., they should change those behaviors and those institutions. They change through the society with the behavior that they have via entrepreneurship, via slowly evolution, not revolution, but slowly evolution, and always at the margin. And that is changing with behavior like confidence, like trust, like responsibility. People can trust a company that they know that they are going to respond with the right product at the right moment, and they will guarantee that product 100%. So those kind of institutions that are not formal, but they are in the society, are created by entrepreneurs. Not governments, not international formal mechanisms, not local constructivist governments, is the entrepreneur with his behavior. If he don't have this kind of values, he is not going to survive. And the society knows and the customers know, so the entrepreneur is creating all these kind of institutions that we give for free. We understand that these institutions are very important for the society. For instance, decentralization. The entrepreneur is always working and creating change. It's not a top-down institution, it's decentralization. He is always discovering new rules that guides or institutions for protecting the cooperation of people between each other, protecting cooperation between providers and customers and workers and capital and all the people involved in a production of one product. And they do it peaceful, with persuasion and not with force. An example is that insurance, for instance, insurance companies, they create the rules for the customers and they are working with all these rules in the same way, because those are rules that were discovered and work fine and give some trust to the customers and give some trust to the insurance companies. Confidence. I remember when I was working in the coffee company, exporting coffee company, many years ago, the word was enough. You say, okay, we are going to sell you 250 bags of clean Guatemalan coffee to the United States, use the New York contract, but you didn't have to sign it at the moment. You say, okay, yes, it's sold. I will give it you in March and against the contract in March. And that was it. Then the only issue that was pending was to sign a contract. I remember that they didn't send the contracts. The word was enough. That was trustable. That was trust, confidence. and people knew what companies were trustable. If you fail once, not only the company where you fail was not going to buy from you again, but all the other companies will not buy from you. So it's very important. These are institutions that are created and you give for free in the society, like many things that we give for free. So if there was a difference in the quality, there was an arbitrage. Another institution that is private, arbitrage, and both parts accepted the arbitrage because they agree on that. And that was the last resource of taking some discrepancies between products. Now, confidence is what is most important in what the entrepreneur is given after he create and discover new products that the society demand. Also, there is credibility, trust, and responsibility. For instance, I remember in another company, the first time we produced some plastic film for the salt company, that was a black plastic film that you put on the soil, and then they put the water, the ocean water, on that plastic. And when the sun comes, it is really very warm, so it evaporates the water and the salt stay in the plastic. So we were very happy at that time, making the first attempt, and we sold 100 rolls of that plastic. 3 months, that was supposed to last 3 years. 3 months later, the customer came and said, your plastic is bad, it's breaking everywhere. Oh no, okay. At that time, he bought, we guaranteed 100%, and we had to pay for that, but he didn't have to ask twice. We saw the product, it was bad, and we learned. But he continued buying from us because we didn't lost the credibility of giving and the responsibility of what we were doing. And that is the way that you are growing and growing and growing. So the entrepreneur knows that he has an idea, he can come to create a new business, discover a new business, a new opportunity. But if he wants to survive, he needs all these institutions that are very important for the society. More important than the ones created by the government. They are created by the people, and then you are following them. If you don't follow them, you are out of business. I have more examples and more ideas, but I didn't want to finish with these main ideas. The institutions not need to be formally. They are informal. They are created by society, by the entrepreneurs. The entrepreneurs are discovering, are creating this kind of institutions, and we use them. If we don't use them in the society, you can have the best government, the best coercion that you have. Well, there is no best government, but the best coercion that you have, and it's not going to work like if you have these people creating this kind of values. When you have a totalitarian system, even the entrepreneur goes through the informal ways to supply what the totalitarian system is forbidding. Totalitarian means more regulation, more control, expropriation, but the entrepreneurs always find a way to give the product. So there, my final remarks means entrepreneurs create better institutions, but those institutions are not formally, but they are in the society with trustable, responsible people cooperating peacefully each with other. Thank you very much.